Under terms of the new agreement, Botswana's government will be allowed to sell 30% of rough diamonds mined through a joint mining venture with De Beers. The share rises to 50% by the end of the deal in 2035. Botswana hopes that will reverse a decline in diamond revenue. The government once received $7 billion a year through De Beers, but that figure declined to $4.2 billion in 2023 amid falling diamond sales worldwide. Addressing journalists on Monday, De Beers CEO Al Cook applauded the new government for ensuring a smooth conclusion to the talks. Under the previous government, negotiations were often tense, with former President Mokgweetsi Masisi threatening to sever ties with De Beers. The talks made more progress once President Duma Boko took over in November. Elodie Daguzan, executive director at the World Diamond Council, WDC, told VOA the organization is happy to see the sides finally reach a deal.
The World Diamond Council is thrilled about this development, which underscores the importance of long-term, stable partnerships in the diamond sector. Botswana has been a leading example of how responsible diamond mining through successful collaboration with the private sector can drive sustainable economic growth.
Daguzan says the agreement will bolster an industry beset by challenges that include consumer worries over so-called blood diamonds and overall cautious consumer spending.
We believe it will provide much-needed confidence to members of our industry who are currently navigating a particularly challenging market and seeking signs of stability. At the WDC, we remain committed to supporting frameworks that ensure ethical sourcing, transparency, and the continued contribution of diamonds to the well-being of producing nations and communities.
Hans Meket, a researcher on diamond mining, says it was imperative for Botswana and De Beers to reach an agreement considering the global supply chain disruptions caused by sanctions on Russian diamonds.
This agreement between the world's largest diamond mining company and the world's largest diamond producer after Russia will therefore be seen as a welcome development. It will likely cause a sigh of relief, not only for both parties, but for the industry at large. And hopefully, it will enable the sector to continue advancing a more positive narrative, one where diamonds contribute to development and well-being, and thus offer a clear alternative to sanctioned stones from Russia.
Botswana's Minister of Minerals, Buhulu Geniwendo, said the government and De Beers will officially sign the agreement before the end of February. At the end of the new agreement in 2035, there's an option for a 5-year renewal. Kondisi Dube, VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.